M-O-E-A-M-I-L, Rizk, R-I-Z-K, 9552. Today's 12:14. Mr. Rizk, R-I-Z-K, is a a 71-year-old single-slash-widowed gentleman, originally from Cairo, Egypt. His dad was in oil business with extensive history of smoking and hypertension. He did not drink alcohol, lives in a group home now. He's since he was recently moved to this group home, his medication did not make it with him, but he has a history of hypertension, no diabetes. He also suffers from bladder cancer, has had numerous polyps removed, and has chronic hematuria. For that reason, he appears weak, anemic. He wears two different heavy coats because he's cold all the time. Family history, old age, both in dad, bladder cancer, and black lungs in mom. Medication, I'm trying to get a list of medication together from the previous group home. Allergy, none. Social, he is short of breath, I suspect because of his bladder cancer anemia. He's tired, he's weak, he's cold all the time. He has decreased appetite. He has missed his last few appointments with the urologist because he doesn't want to have any more surgery and or polypectomies done, which he requires on a regular basis because of recurrent cancer. Blood pressure today was 160 over 90. Pulse is 88, respiration 22. Heart pulse was of 2, lungs clear, skin no rash, but pale, neurological non-focal, but generalized weakness, oral mucosa, dry, lower extremity, 1 plus pilodema, most likely related to anemia, and hype without failure. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with history of bladder cancer, chronic hematuria, hypertension, weakness, anemia, severe weakness to be exact. He's not interested in any further bladder evaluation, urological evaluation, and or hospitalization, including transfusion. Patient complains of being tired all the time. He wants to smoke and be kept comfortable till he passes on, as he puts it clearly to me today. Period.